We've been able to jag David Hayes, and we really appreciate that as our last guest. Morning to you, Dave.
Good morning, Andrew.
I couldn't answer the phone, mate. My mobile was ringing and it was you, but I couldn't answer because I was on air. So I'm just great you're able to come on.
No problem, Andrew.
What about this horse, Miss Gunpowder? She seems to be just in the right place at the right time.
Look, she is. She did a fantastic effort to win the other day from the wide gate, and she'd had an interrupted preparation due to the sale. She'd been at the sales for 4 days.
Yep.
5 days, and that's not ideal going into any race. And now she's had a normal build-up to this, much better build-up than she did into her last race. So I think she'll naturally improve a lot from a good win, and got a better barrier and had the benefit of one run on the Queensland leg.
And you're going to get similar ground to Doomben last time. They've left it or improved it to a soft five with a chance of getting to a four. So she's got that nice turn of speed when allowed to bring it on, hasn't she?
Oh, she has. She's a good quality filly, and hopefully it'll look an even better buy on Saturday night.
Yeah, let's hope so. Is she going to race on, or is quite possibly tomorrow her last run?
I'll have a chat with the new owners, but I think if she's racing well, they love their racing. They might keep going for another season.
Yep.
She's a high quality filly, very sound. So I'd be encouraging him to race on, but I'm a horse trainer. We always do that.
Yeah, no, I understand. But, gee, if she came out and performed well tomorrow and she's got the Group 1, well, I guess you never know. But the owners are racing. They love racing horses, don't they, the new ones?
Yes, they do. They're very experienced, seasoned owners. So they pay plenty of money for her. So it'd be a huge result if she could go close tomorrow.
And the indications from Brisbane, from the team up there with her, is that she's just trained on nicely for this?
Yeah, look, she hasn't missed a beat. Her feed intake's been excellent, probably a little bit better than the last run, and we're really happy with her.
Yeah, okay. Mate, I'm not going to go through everything tomorrow, but you were on the ball a couple of weeks ago with us when I put this question to you. Have you got a couple at Flemington our listeners can jot down?
I'd save your money to late. That Canny Essence, very nice horse, racing well, and probably the Perth mare, Samovar,
yep.
I think she'll be a factor in the spring, and we're just trying to get her rating up a little bit now, and they're probably our best chances.
She would have taken a lot. She carried weight there first run and probably a bit more fitter tomorrow?
Yeah, definitely better than last time.
Yeah, understand. All right, so Canny Essence and Samovar are the two there for Hayes and Dabbing. You got a runner in Sydney, Epsom Hill. Have you been looking for a wet track with that horse?
Yes, he's an absolute wet tracker, and every time we enter him in Melbourne, we get dry ground. So we've gone to Sydney in desperation. I hate going to Sydney off a poor run, but he just is so much better on the wet.
Okay, well, you're certainly going to get that. It's heavy eight and maybe stays in that range. They don't expect a lot of improvement, so you might get your ground tomorrow. Hey, mate, thanks for taking our call. I know it's a busy Friday with jump outs.
No problem.
Thanks, Dave. David Hayes joining us there as our last guest on Racing HQ. So very happy with Miss Gunpowder and the two for Flemington. He got it right there with Canny Essence a couple of weeks ago or 2 or 3 weeks ago. So Canny Essence and Samovar are the two for us for Flemington tomorrow.